And we're back. Welcome to the Informed Pregnancy and Parenting Podcast.
What a break that was.
I am your host, Dr. Elliot Berlin, and I'm joined for part two of Teresa Palmer together with Casey Bixby. So you had a gorgeous birth with a scary moment, but then you had two tiny kids.
Little men.
How was that? And a stepkid.
Oh, it was great. Those first 3 weeks, we were just in Adelaide. And the great thing about Adelaide is my husband has no friends there. We have like two or three friends. We're isolated on this big property. So it was just us. It was just this beautiful nesting period where we got to know our baby and got to really introduce Bodhi one-on-one with the baby, because Isaac and my stepson, that adds in a whole other dynamic too. So it was just little Bodhi having to share his parents for the very first time, that just the both of us. And we just kind of worked out the kinks. We figured out tandem breastfeeding, what that looked like. No, I didn't stop until just recently. He's just past his third birthday, we stopped.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. So I tanned and breastfed for 4 months. And so we got into that routine and we just kind of filled it out together. And it was such a beautiful, magical time. And it will just be one of my happiest life memories, I think, that period of being together.
Well, now I'm curious, when did you stop, because he was ready or because you were ready?
Both. He probably would have kept going forever. We had talked about it a lot, and I knew that I didn't want to wean him right before the baby came, because that would have been such a huge transition in and of itself, bringing a sibling in. But then on top of it, he's had to give up breastfeeding, and now this new little guy gets to start breastfeeding. I just knew that that wasn't the right situation for our family. So I was going to try tandem breastfeeding until it felt like it was organically the right time to finish our breastfeeding journey. So that came around actually a few weeks before his third birthday. I started to feel it. I was like, all right, I think this is time. And we just talked about it. We just talked about how mama's milk now, it's really made for the baby. My body is responding to the baby's needs. And so it's newborn milk now. It's not really catering for the three-year-old, but you know, Forrest is so happy to share his baby milk with Bodhi, but now I think it's time that we stop having mama milk. And we would talk about it, and he was okay with it. And you know, one day he'd declare that was it, and he was like, I'm all done. And he gave the boobies a hug one day. He was like, thank you, boobies. Thank you for being so nice. We'd be all done. And then I'd remind him that we were all done.
Who hasn't given that speech, really?
Well, I would remind him that we were all done. And then he would say, I didn't say we were all done. I was like, well, Bodhi, the other night, actually, Mummy recorded it so that we could play it back and remind you. He was like, that's not my voice. And so it was only just, you know, right after his third birthday that we were like, all right, you're three now.
It's time. It must be hard because you're still breastfeeding his little brother.
Yeah, and but the cool thing is he's really not affected by it now. He just kind of watches Forrest, and he'll tell me, okay, swap boobies now. Forrest needs the other boobie.
He'll direct me.
He's like, he doesn't want that one, Mama. He wants the other one. But they're little comrades already. It's so sweet to watch their relationship.
Was there a hard part for him during that transition?
Yeah, I'd say the first 3 weeks, you know, a newborn just sleeps so much. And so we were just in a really cozy, loving place. We were all co-sleeping, and it was pretty magical. And then we moved back to America.
3 weeks after.
Yeah, 3 weeks after the
Golden Globes.
For the Golden Globes, yeah. 3 weeks, next day, Golden Globes. And then after that, you know, we came, and I would say from that, after the Golden Globes, the day after the Golden Globes, I got really sick, and I was sick for 3 weeks. I had the flu, And that was the most challenging period for all of us because I was just down and out, but still having to do school drop-offs and breastfeed and, you know, we don't have a nanny. So it was, we were just really tackling this all on our own. Plus, we now have my stepson and Bodhi was going through giving up the boobies. There's just a lot going on. So that was challenging, and he started showing some three-nager behavior.
Oh, three-nager.
I did
not. Sarah
Olson was such a great help with that because she's like, oh my gosh, I just went through this with Wyatt. And so we just really conversed about that stuff. And I realized one of the keys was doing Bodhi-led time. So I would, aside from Forrest, I would have one-on-one Mama Bodhi time where it was Bodhi-led. So I was like, all right, it's Bodhi-led time. And we do it for 45 minutes. He gets to pick whatever he wants to do. If it's we jump in the pool together.
Oh, that's so nice.
We go on the slide, we go to the park, whatever. So he knew that he had that every day outside of the baby. And I think that was the answer for us. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like when we had our first, he was two when we had our second, and the first week, we didn't get 3 weeks. We had 1 week of magic where he just wanted to hold her and hug her and kiss her. And then literally on the eighth day, he went in for a little kiss, but then he wanted to see if the eyeball could be pulled out of the socket or not.
Right.
And, as it turns out, it's in there pretty good because he tried many times after that. And if they were alone, like, and she, he was able to get to her height, and she'd be scratched and stuff like that. And it was, that went on for a while. And I think the only two things that really helped us, one was just time. Like, when she got older and she had, like, expressions and smiles
more
and
interaction.
Giggles. More interaction. He was happy with it. The one change we made was sometimes your kid is, by the time they're two, you're busy with stuff and they're pulling on your pant leg, daddy, 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 or mommy, mommy, and then you don't get to them right away. And the newborn, as soon as they make a squeak, you run over there and they go, and all of a sudden he would regress and he'd be lying on the floor crying and
that's right.
You know, just realize he wanted that kind of attention. So we would kind of do both. We moved his attention to being more immediate, where dad and I'd jump and stop what I was doing. When the baby would wake up, if it wasn't that blood-curdling, I need your help right now cry, we'd let her wake up a little bit, make some noise, and say to my son, you know, we're going to have to finish whatever we're doing. And that made a huge difference for him.
That's great. It's just that focused attention, I think, really made a difference. And also because he's in preschool. And I know Sarah had a hard time with this too. It's just, you know, you bring a new baby in, but then your old baby is going to preschool for 3 hours, so they don't get to have that time with you and the new family, and because they're at preschool now. So because of that as well, I think we had a rough couple of weeks because he just wasn't always with us. And then he demanded the attention when he got home. But I would say it was about a 2 week adjustment when we got back and when I was sick. And it was just, I remember saying to my husband one night, like, I don't know how we can keep doing this. This is so challenging because we weren't sleeping. I was so sick. We didn't have any help. And I wasn't, like, wanting to go and figure out babysitters at this time either because I was just so sick. And then he was working. So a lot of the time I would have the three boys on my own sick.
Were you working too?
No.
You weren't traveling around?
Well, I was promoting Hacksaw Ridge. So I was, like, doing fittings for the Oscars and various things like that. And I'd just lug all the kids around with me. And I'd end up, my day would be,
that's horrible, like, not sick.
I know. I
or not horrible,
so
I mean,
sick.
But that's a lot not sick.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Flu,
like, dropping one off.
Crazy.
And then driving out to Pasadena, dropping Isaac off, and then coming back for Mummy and me, and then picking Isaac up, and then picking Bodhi up. And then, you know, it was just, it was a tough few weeks. But once I had my health back, I was like, all right, I can do this.
It's
I just have to be more organized.
It's like so much logistics. You become
And then my husband, it just kind of all coincided that I got better. He stopped working. I didn't have to promote the film anymore. And then we got in our flow. And now we've been in that flow since.
That's
and
great.
I've been loving it.
You, Casey, you have a three-nager.
I do.
Coming up. How's that going?
Good.
Yeah?
I mean, she,
No acting out or?
A little bit. Like, a little, her tantrums, like, she lays on the floor all, like, face down. And just, that's it. That's like...
That's her tantrum?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good tantrum. Mm.
Yeah, it's not so... We're really lucky. We'll see how it progresses. What? As three looms ahead. But that's... Yeah, it's not... But she's... I mean, she's... It's just her.
She's queen of the castle.
Totally.
Yeah. Is it going to stay that way?
Yeah. Well, if you going to ask you that. Somebody asked her, do you want a brother or sister? She said... No.
Smart kid.
She said in front of a 6-week-old baby. So I was like, you really mean it, girl.
Wow.
Wow.
That's
okay.
So funny. She knows what
spoken.
She wants.
Yeah.
We are going to take a quick commercial break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. This episode is sponsored by an innovative product that's made a big difference for parents and babies alike, Dr. Mom Butt Balm. As a parent of four, I've had my fair share of battles with diaper rash, often resorting to thick, unpleasant pastes. I only recently discovered Dr. Mom Butt Balm, and I was immediately impressed by its pleasant consistency and ease of application. This pediatric-approved skin protectant is free from dyes, preservatives, and zinc oxide, making it perfect for your baby's sensitive skin. It's designed by a doctor who's also a mom, ensuring your little one gets the gentlest care. A small dab is all it takes to soothe and protect, avoiding the mess and hassle of traditional treatments. With ingredients like dimethicone and petrolatum, Dr. Mom Butt Balm not only soothes, but also restores your baby's delicate skin. Available on Amazon.com and Walmart.com, it's the smart choice for every parent wanting to keep diaper rash at bay. Remember, with Dr. Mom Butt Balm, nothing comes between you and your baby, not even diaper rash. A few questions for Teresa. I saw you jotted down there.
I do. I guess I think the thing I think about the most, and especially because I think any mom thinks about it, but I just have one, and which is a lot, but about balance. And I think there's like the notion of having it all, which I think is, I don't know, seems impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the most challenging things that I've found is not so much being a mother that I feel like has been pretty natural, but it's more about how do you balance, you know, your relationship with your husband or your significant other, whomever, and then your relationship with your children and your relationship with yourself.
Yeah, totally.
And like staying healthy mentally. And what's, I guess I was just going to ask you, what's your, I don't know, approach or to that or your ideas behind it? And
yeah, that's a good question. You know, I think I love being a mom so much. I think of it as my job. It's what makes me tick. It's my heartbeat. And I think it's always been ingrained in me to be a mom. So it is my number one passion. I get so excited about it. And my husband is the most beautiful dad and so hands-on. But he is equally as passionate about writing and directing films and being a creative and an artist and our marriage. And I am the one that's more at fault here because I put everything into my kids, and it's very easy for me to let my career go mm-hmm. to the wayside. My husband's not my priority. It's just the kids. Mm-hmm. And it's also very self-serving because I do get me time out of that because I'm choosing that, and that's what I love to do. And it's only been in the last month that I've realized I cannot negate the other areas of my life, and I can't ignore them, because to be the best mom I can be, I need to be a fully realized individual. And I had so many hopes and dreams. I was so passionate about my career before I had kids. My husband and I had so much time for each other, and I've just kind of let that fall aside.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've put in a few rules, which have it's just made the last 3 weeks be completely blissful, and I now understand where he was coming from. And I think maybe if I had navigated this a little earlier, it might have been easier on my husband. the transition from 2 to 3 kids.
Mm-hmm.
So our rules are from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m., we do no phones, no kids. Everyone has to be asleep.
Yeah.
Even if one of them's not asleep, we're not tending to that one. I mean, if it's Forrest, obviously the baby, but, you know, I'm not going back in and reading books for Bodhi. We're not going and reading books for Isaac. That's our time. And we have that every single night, 7 days a week. And so we usually, you know, we just got this home entertainment system put in. So the other night, like 2 nights ago, we sat upstairs and played Mario Kart together for 2 hours straight. Or we'll watch The Leftovers. We'll snuggle.
Every night?
Every single night. It's our, rule.
That's great.
So it's not, there's no work in there. There's just phones are aside. And it's just connecting. Sometimes it's just talking. It's just whatever it is that we need, that connection. And it has really improved our lives in so many ways. So that's our rule. It's only 2 hours. I have to be asleep by 10:30. Otherwise, I won't be able to function because the baby's waking up during the night. But it's really helped us and we love it and we get so excited to do it. Tonight, we're playing video games. That's our choice tonight. And yeah, it's just, it's been quite lovely to find that.
I love that. And it's also feasible.
Totally.
Yeah, that's
as a
what
mom,
I was
you
in
get
my head.
So many ideas, grandiose ideas.
That's right.
Because you've put so much, usually, self pressure. And so I think usually when you think in terms of how do I foster or like tend to this relationship with my significant other, you normally think bit like grandiose, and those don't normally work.
Like a date night twice a week, like it just doesn't happen.
It's like,
that's right. And then also, I've just started utilizing the time that Bodhi's at school for that to be my me time. So whether that's with work, I've started actually being like, all right, guys, you can send me scripts now. And so I know I have those 3 hours and you know, I have my routine, which doesn't involve my husband. It's about me. And yes, Forrest is with me, but he's such a sweet, quiet little guy who just sits with me and sleeps or wants the boob that I really do feel like I'm having me time. I can get emails done. I can work. I do mummy and me yoga class. And so that feels great. I feel very fulfilled and all of my needs are being met. Yeah. But you have to be organized. That's the thing I didn't realize.
That's the big
piece. Yeah, you have to organize. I'm like, all right, I know in my schedule from 9 to 12, if I want to catch up with a friend, that's when I do it. But it's the mornings I know. If I want to go to the gym, it's the mornings. Whatever I need to do for me, morning times. I know afternoons is about my son and extracurricular activities and play dates and whatever. And then my nighttime is my husband. So it's sort of structured. But I think it's the only way I can fit everything in.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I'm going to try it.
What, the 8:30 to 10:30?
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's 2 hours is a ambitious leap, but maybe 9 to 10. Just for
starters. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just start with a chunk because we don't. Like, I mean.
You also need to get Nintendo or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So cool. What's it called now? What's it
called?
You do?
Yeah, totally.
Perfect. It's so fun. It's so mindless.
It really is. It's like a nice... And it's not
like... You can be a big kid.
Because if I watch TV, I'll fall asleep.
Yeah, unless it's The Leftovers. It's the best show ever.
The Leftovers?
I'm obsessed with it on HBO.
I'll check it out.
Obsessed.
On the box office.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Wow. That was a power-packed hour.
Indeed.
I talked
first
so
of all,
much,
you,
guys.
You're supposed
but
to.
But I don't even want you to stop. You moved me with your birth story.
Yeah, that's incredible.
I felt the euphoria, and then I felt the panic, and then I felt the euphoria
again. Yeah, that was that one.
And then it's really hard. Most people focus on that 24-hour, you know, birth period and not too much on the 24-year, you know, raising your kids after that period. So it's really cool to see. In my mind, because I hadn't really spoken to you when you got back, and
yeah.
I didn't know your birth story, and I also, but I did see you popping up doing promos for the film. So
yeah.
I was like, how is she even back with a 3-week?
Wait, and by the way, too, she was in a wedding in the middle of all of that too.
Oh, yeah. Nice. And in a wedding. I was like, how is she
so
even
crazy.
Back and doing like
maid of honor?
Those and I mean. 3 weeks after you had your baby, you weren't just back to, I mean, it just occurred to me that you were at the Golden Globes.
Yeah, yeah.
How
I
was that
real,
even
guys,
just like,
you should have seen what I looked like, though.
What do you mean?
I had 4 hours of hair and makeup.
Oh.
I had someone literally come in and, like, do this face, like, pressure points to get rid of the extra fluid in my face. Like, it was gnarly. I mean, I looked like a new mother. And somehow, it made me look half all right.
I'm going to check.
More than
I'm
half all
check
right.
It out. I have a feeling Casey's right. It was more than half all right. But
yes.
Did that feel like a ton of pressure, just how you had to look?
I didn't care.
You didn't care.
Honestly, I was like, oh, the fact that I even get to go to this is cool.
But
I mean, I just
when you were trying to get your kid out and all those people were calling and you were getting closer and closer to that date,
yeah.
It's not like they were going to move the Golden Globes for your
No, birth. No. And we missed our flight coming back with a 3-week-old.
Oops.
We missed our flight. Oh, it was kind of a nightmare. I was like, I'm going to miss the Golden Globes.
Did you miss
Globes.
It, or did you get dragged off?
It's so weird you came down with the flu after all that.
I know. Jeez, that's
what
so
a mystery.
It was so funny. My friends were like, we knew you were going to get sick. My friends in Adelaide were like, do you remember what you were talking about? Like, you're on another planet. Like, you were definitely going to get sick. I was like, really? I thought I could handle all of it. Yeah.
Ooh. Before we wrap up, anything else you want to share?
Goodness gracious.
Or final questions from Casey.
I have a sort of a good wrap-up question, I guess, but I was going to ask you, too, what's the best advice? Well, okay, you can pick between two.
Yeah.
Either. What's the best advice someone's given you or that you've read or whatever about raising children and or what's the worst thing someone said to you while you're pregnant? Because people always say the worst stuff.
If you only do one, you'll have to come back.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God. You should actually read on Yours and Mama. Sarah Olson did a post about, it's called Stupid Shit People Say to Pregnant Women. And it's one of our most popular posts. It's hilarious. People actually wrote in their stories. You know, I got the best piece of advice from another mama. I have no idea who she is. I met her in a park when I was pregnant with Bodhi, and she was the one that steered me into this really simple idea of meet their needs when the needs arise. And that has been the most helpful thing for us. We don't overschedule anything. We're in the moment. We meet the needs, and there's no more pressure.
Right.
So honestly, that has just saved us, I think, in terms of our parenting. It's just, it's so relaxed. It's so chill. And we just let ourselves off the hook.
Do you have a mothering inspiration? Somebody who inspires you as a mom?
So many people. All my friends, everyone's doing it in their own way. I have, Sarah. I watch the way Sarah is with her kids. She's so beautifully in tune with them, and she's so natural. And I love that, Sarah feels like it's okay to fuck up every now and then and not be so hard on herself. And
it's one of my favorite things about her.
It's so refreshing because I think mothers put so much pressure on themselves. And truly, we're just trying our best, and every day is going to feel different and look different, and it's okay if they don't get to bed on time, and if you miss the bath, it's okay. If they eat some sweets because you're in a situation where you didn't get to get the healthier snacks and they want to have a sugary treat, it's
okay.
Fine,
yeah.
You know? And I think that kind of parenting has been very, very liberating.
You mean living in reality?
Yeah, and it's real.
Weird.
It's grounded in reality.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's real. Well, thank you.
Cool.
For coming back to the
thanks for having
podcast.
Me, guys.
And thank you, Casey, for coming back. It's been too long.
My pleasure.
You'll have to do it again in a minute.
You're not in Hawaii.
No problem.
And at
or
home.
New York. Living her life.
Thank you for listening to the Informed Pregnancy and Parenting Podcast. Share us with your friends. Oh, and where can we find you online? Your Zen Mama.
.com.
Your Zen
Instagram
Life.
Is
your Zen Life still happening?
Yes, yes. Your Zen Life.
Are there new TED Talks coming out?
Yeah, I'm going to do one next week.
Oh, my God.
During my 9 to 12.
Do they get posted on your Zen Mama?
No, it's more your Zen Life. But I've been doing a series called Mama Thoughts. I just launched that last week. So I'm going to do those vlogs once a month on
Amazing.
Your Zen Mama.
I will be tuned in. For more information on today's guest, together with our blog documentaries and other pregnancy and parenting resources, visit informpregnancy.com.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a whole lot of questions for you. This kid's gonna test my will. I got a lot to learn.
This episode is sponsored by an innovative product that's made a big difference for parents and babies alike, Dr. Mom Butt Balm. As a parent of four, I've had my fair share of battles with diaper rash, often resorting to thick, unpleasant pastes. I only recently discovered Dr. Mom Butt Balm, and I was immediately impressed by its pleasant consistency and ease of application. This pediatric-approved skin protectant is free from dyes, preservatives, and zinc oxide, making it perfect for your baby's sensitive skin. It's designed by a doctor who's also a mom, ensuring your little one gets the gentlest care. A small dab is all it takes to soothe and protect, avoiding the mess and hassle of traditional treatments. With ingredients like dimethicone and petrolatum, Dr. Mom Butt Balm not only soothes but also restores your baby's delicate skin. Available on Amazon.com and Walmart.com, it's the smart choice for every parent wanting to keep diaper rash at bay. Remember, with Dr. Mom Butt Balm, nothing comes between you and your baby, not even diaper rash.